After years of talking about affordable housing in Nashville, the buzzword has turned into action, with city-funded efforts finally leading to some new rooftops. The record level of $10 million in grant money has led to a wave of interest from a broad range of developers. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
To show what these grants do, Kay Bowers meets me at a vacant lot on 11th Avenue in North Nashville, just off Buchanan. She waves toward a row of newly built homes that have replaced a half dozen that were demolished.
So we've lost a lot of modest, lower income housing. It's gone. And now the housing that's gone up is the prices are over $300,000, well over $300,000.
Bowers runs the nonprofit New Level Community Development Corporation. It's a wing of the Mount Zion Church. With a grant from the Barnes Housing Fund and the gift of this lot, it'll become one of five homes her group is building.
The idea is to keep the property affordable long-term so that we don't lose so much housing stock. It's to kind of stop the bleeding, so to speak.
She sees Nashville quickly losing thousands of homes for working-class families, the employees of grocery stores, hotels, and even the metro government. As Bowers heads to her car, a neighbor calls out. It's 60-year-old Travis Grimes, a resident here for five decades. He works for an airline, and he's been feeling the pressure of the hot housing market.
I was here yesterday and scraping the ice off, and the lady stopped. She said, "You want to sell your house?" And I said, "Oh, it's not for sale." "Well, how long would it take you to get out of, ma'am? It's not for sale." You know? It's ridiculous.
They swap stories of who's left the block and the going rate for these properties. All of this change is what created the Barnes Housing Fund in 2013. It started small and helps pay for projects that must sell or rent below the market rate. So far, $5 million has helped nonprofits get started on about 100 units. Now, twice as much money is up for grabs, and there's more flexibility in what it can pay for, says Adrian Harris, the mayor's advisor on housing.
I've worked in affordable housing for nearly 10 years now, and I have not seen the level of interest like this before.
There's been a surge of first-time applicants, including private developers, teaming up with nonprofits. Altogether, there are 21 proposals and not nearly enough money to fund them all. Some target families coming out of domestic violence shelters, or artists who need live workspace. The Barnes Fund applicants should find out this month if they've been chosen. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.